AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a lot of high water in the Carolinas.
At points, it came up to your waist, but it was in between knee-deep and waist-deep throughout the neighborhood.
The AP's Joshua Plogle is in Somerville, South Carolina, outside of Charleston. There have been hundreds of high water rescues across South Carolina. South of Myrtle Beach in Georgetown, South Carolina, it's high tide. Sam Hodge is emergency management director.
Being a coastal community, our high tides add that additional 2 or 3 feet of water, especially in some of our historic district part of town, which actually sits on the water.
The mayor of Charleston says the flooding is the worst he's ever seen, even worse than the damage from Hurricane Hugo. The owner of the missing U.S. cargo ship in the Bahamas says a container was found that appears to be from the El Faro. But Tim Nolan says there's been no sign of the ship or any lifeboats. The ship has not been heard from since it lost power days ago and was taking on water in fierce seas churned up near the Bahamas by Hurricane Joaquin. Utah's Jason Chaffetz says he is running for House Speaker. Current Speaker John Boehner's deputy, Kevin McCarthy, appears to be the favorite. Chaffetz thinks he can unite the Republican Party.
I'm a fair, even balanced person that I can bridge that divide between our more centrist members and some of the more far right wing members. That's why I've entered this race.
Chaffetz was on Fox News Sunday. Secret ballot elections are set for Thursday with a vote for Speaker in the full House later this month. Vice President Joe Biden says there's no question about it. Transgender people can serve in the military. In a speech to the Human Rights Campaign, Biden says it's time to change the culture.
The President and I are working on all those who were dishonorably discharged because they were members of the LGBT community should have their discharge papers changed from dishonorable to honorable.
Iraq's prime minister has declared the heavily fortified green zone open to the public. This is AP Radio News. A rally is taking place today in Washington to unite against opiate addiction.
Addiction affects 1 out of 3 households in America, and it's really one of the most pressing health care crises of our time.
Don McFarlane is communications director with Facing Addiction. He says a lot of families are affected by addiction, but not a lot of people are talking about it.
The silence has been deafening, and we hope today is the day that that silence ends.
McFarland's group estimates 22 million Americans are dealing with addiction and 23 million more are in recovery. Documents obtained by the Associated Press show more than 240 inmates have slipped away from federal custody in the past 3 years while traveling to halfway houses, including several who committed bank robberies and a carjacking while on the lam. Some have histories of violence and misconduct while in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.